Versant English Speaking Practice Test 1. Versant English Speaking Voice Test Practice Exams with sample responses, free recordings, and exam tips. Copyright 2022 by Test Prep Guides. Please note that these recordings are copyright. They may not be copied, shared with friends, posted online, or reproduced in any way. Please note, the Versant Test and the Versant English Test are registered trademarks of Pearson Incorporated, which is not affiliated with nor endorses these publications. Part A, Reading, Instructions. Open your test book to Part A of the practice exam. Read the sentences out loud when you hear the sentence number. You should stop speaking when you hear the beep. Note that on the real test, you will see the sentences on your computer screen. Sentence 1. Sentence 2. Sentence 3. Sentence 4. Sentence 5. Sentence 6. Sentence 7. Sentence 8. Sentence 9. Sentence 10. Sentence 11. Sentence 12. That is the end of Part A. Part B, Repeat, Instructions. Now you will hear 16 sentences. Repeat each sentence word for word.
It is winter, and it is very cold.
I like to travel alone because it's so much easier.
Could you please be quiet?
What a boring movie.
Have you ever gone camping?
He had a horrible accident in his car.
It looks like tomorrow will be nice and sunny.
Aren't we supposed to have a meeting today?
Well, you never said you needed help, did you?
I'm hungry. Could you get me something to eat, please?
I'm going to a conference tomorrow. I can't say I'm looking forward to it, though.
I didn't get a raise because the boss said the company is making cutbacks.
Would you mind if I borrowed your laptop for a couple of days?
Companies can spend huge amounts of money on marketing campaigns.
I'm busy, so if you could leave me alone, I'd appreciate it.
Gossiping about others can be harmful to their reputations.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. Questions. Instructions. Give a simple answer to each question. Your answer should be 1 to 4 words rather than a full sentence. Example. Would you make a call with a camera or a telephone? Answer. A telephone.
Would you take a drink from a plate or a glass?
How many hours are there in a day?
Which one has fur, a rabbit or a snake?
What do you call the outer part of a sandwich?
Would you go to sleep in a desk or in a bed?
Which is sweet, honey or water?
Which is smaller, an elephant or a cat?
Do babies crawl or walk?
Who is your father's mother?
Do dogs have 2 legs or 4?
Does the desert have sand or grass?
How many wheels does a bicycle have?
Which is heavier, a table or a car?
What do you call a baby duck?
Which comes first, 21 or 54?
Which is darker, black or white?
How many sides are in a triangle?
What would you put on your feet, shoes or shirts?
What would you call the husband of a queen?
What language is spoken in France?
What do you call the vehicle that collects injured people?
How many seconds are in a minute?
Which one is hotter, boiling or freezing?
How many legs does a person have?
To eat, do you use your mouth or ears?
That is the end of part C. Part D, sentence builds. Instructions. Rearrange the words or groups of words that you hear to form a question or sentence. Say your answer in the time provided on the recording. Example. Over. Get. Here. Answer. Get over here.
At 10 o'clock. To my house, come.
Quickly. Two huge hamburgers. He ate.
A doghouse. In the garden. They built.
This letter. Head office. Was sent by.
Start. I really should. Exercising more.
The one. Your friend was. Who got sick?
Whether our customers. I don't know. Will like it.
Arrived late. You sent the letter.
With what? I don't agree. He said.
Leave the documents. Could you? With my assistant.
That is the end of part D. Part E. Story retelling. Instructions. Now you will hear three stories. You will hear each story once, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 30 seconds to retell the story. Tell as much of the story as you can, including the names, action, and ending. You will hear another beep when the 30 seconds has finished.
Samantha had a job answering phone calls in a customer service center. After doing the job for 7 years, she felt like she needed a change. So she took a long vacation to think about her situation. She decided to change careers and went back to college to become a nurse.
Bart was watching a scary movie at his house with a friend. After they'd been watching the movie for about 20 minutes, they heard a sound like a gunshot outside. They called the police to report the problem, but when the police arrived, they discovered that the noise had just come from an old car.
Amelia was taking her dog for a walk in the city park when she discovered a cat under a tree. The cat was all alone and looked abandoned and hungry. Amelia decided to take the cat home with her, and she put information on social media about the lost cat. After a year, no one had claimed the cat, and it still lives with Amelia.
That is the end of Part E. Part F, Open Questions, Instructions. You will hear questions about family life or personal situations that are familiar to you. Each question will be spoken twice, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 40 seconds to speak. You will hear another beep again at the end of the 40 seconds.
Does the internet have a positive or negative effect on our lives? Please explain your answer. Does the internet have a positive or negative effect on our lives? Please explain your answer.
Is it better to live in a city or in the countryside? Please explain your answer. Is it better to live in a city or in the countryside? Please explain your answer.
That is the end of Practice Test 1.